بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور. يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
So, first of all, inshallah, I'm going to tell you how to become a Muslim. It's not, you know, like something that is very difficult. You become a Muslim by one verse, and you get out of Islam also by one verse. Okay? Because, you know, you remember in the Holy Bible, we were talking in the taxi together, that in the Holy Bible it is mentioned that Jesus Christ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that what comes, you know, out of mouth comes out of heart, but what comes into mouth doesn't reach heart. Okay, so it is what you say that make you a Muslim. And to be a Muslim, you say, I testify that there is no God but Allah. Which is, you are a Christian, so you've got no problem really with that, because you believe in one and God. The main problem that we have, that many Christians, that we said before, they believe that Jesus Christ is God. Well, that was the main problem. So with the first part, basically, we have no problem. But I testify that there is one God, who is Allah. Okay, there is one God, Allah. The God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham. So you're not worshipping a strange God in Islam. He is God. Okay, so I testify that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, no more than a messenger, no more than a prophet. He's a human being. He's not God. He doesn't know the unseen. He's just a normal person given revelation by God. This is what we believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, now, to say, La ilaha illallah, I testify that there is no God but Allah, it means that there are conditions that under that you abide by the law of God. You abide by the law of God. Because God says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. And those who do not follow the judgments of God, the laws of God, they are disbelievers. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And those who do not follow the laws of God, they are the rebels. Okay, so we abide by the law of God as Muslims. Okay, we do not commit adultery. We do not look at what God made unlawful to us. Okay, we do not eat the flesh of pigs. Okay, like, we follow the law. Actually, a very close law, that the one you find in the book of Deuteronomy. Like, so subhanAllah, it is just one message, slight differences in law according to time to time. The Holy Quran is the last revelation sent to humanity by God. Okay, so I testify that there is no God but Allah, that I know that Allah is my God. So I follow Allah's orders. And whatever Allah asks me to do, I do it. How do I know what Allah wants? Through the Holy Quran. And through the Sunnah, not through me, not through, okay? Through scholars who show you from the Holy Quran. Nobody is allowed to speak instead of God. Okay, if I'm going to say, God says in the Holy Quran, it has to be like that. I refer back to the Holy Quran. I go back to the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so I testify that there is no God but Allah. This is number one, and that Muhammad is his messenger. Well, that means that you are going to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, his way. Remember when Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, and light, and life." Remember that. Okay, nobody comes to God except through me, which means I am his prophet. I know better. So you are not going to worship God according to what you want. You worship God according to what I tell you, because God tells me, not because I want it. Okay, exactly the same idea with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You worship God according to the way of Muhammad, the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, teaches us to pray a dhuhr, which is the noon prayer, four rak'ahs. Okay, four parts. Okay, and you will know that inshallah when you become a Muslim. Okay, so you pray them four. You are not allowed to pray them five, and you say, I'm going to pray them five, you know, I'm going to exert more efforts to please God. No, your prayer is not going to be accepted, because you're not following. So it is about following your Prophet. You do not add in a religion, and you don't omit from it. It is a complete religion. Why? Because it's the last revelation. Okay, so God says in the Holy Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام. That today I perfected your religion. Okay. اليوم أتممت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي, and I completed my grace upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, and I'm happy with Islam as your religion. Okay. So because it's about last revelation, and this is why God saved the Holy Quran from corruption, because we saw what happened to the Torah. And we saw what happened to the gospel of changing, adding, omitting, okay, things put in the sense taken from there until, you know, people became distracted. So, it is just this word, inshallah. Then, inshallah, we're going to spend time together by teaching you, inshallah, how to pray, okay, and how to become a Muslim. So, you say after me, this is, I'm going to tell you in English so you understand what you're going to say in Arabic. Because it's the most important thing, that understanding, not just repeating as parrots. This is what we care about. So, you are going to repeat after me in English first. I testify that there is no God,
that there is no God
but Allah, and that
Muhammad
is His messenger. In Arabic,
Ashhadu
Allah
ilaha
illallah wa anna
Muhammadan
عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. So now you become a Muslim. Okay, come on, Muslim, hug each other. Huh? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, come on, salam your brother. What's my name now? طيب يعني إذا أردتم أن تنظروا إلى رجل بلا خطيئة تنظروا إلى هذا. Now you have no sins, إن شاء الله. Every past sin is forgiven. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. Every past sin is forgiven. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. A new brother in Islam. الحمد لله. A new brother in Islam now. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي من علينا بنعمة الإسلام الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. So okay, George, you choose. It's not George anymore now, eh? Okay, I mean, you choose a name, an Islamic name for you. Let me have a seat. This is what Prophet Muhammad used to do. When someone becomes a Muslim, okay, Prophet Muhammad used to change it to use a very nice name. So it is like, choose something nice, you know. What do you think?
I've been thinking about it, and I just want to name like Wasuf.
Like?
Wasuf.
Wasuf. Okay? What Islamic name? Nice. Wasuf.
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 Wasuf or Yusuf.
Or Yusuf. Well, Yusuf is very nice. Yusuf is very nice. So Wasuf or Yusuf? What do you think, brother?
Yusuf.
Wasuf or Yusuf, inshallah.
Yusuf.
Yusuf, so brother, okay. Yusuf, inshallah. Yusuf. Bring some tea.
Okay, you're right now. What's the name?
اتفضل يا شباب.
والله ما هذا الشيء شفت كده حاطط
بتاعك يعني يوسف ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
Well, this is the first drink after being a Muslim. I used to, I have a friend. SubhanAllah, I was in Cairo. That was something like a month ago, and I met a Muslim brother from the United States of America. He's an African American. His name is Bilal Bennett. Now, I met, subhanAllah, Bilal. He looked like Muslims, like he's wearing like the short yellow beard, the trousers, you know, like the Muslim cap, you know, like everything. So I met him in the car. And then I started a conversation with Bilal. I said, so Bilal, how did you become a Muslim? Like, you know, like, how did you become a Muslim? And he told me a very strange story. He told me that I was a Freemason. He said I was a Freemason. And Freemasonry is a kind of devil worshipping. SubhanAllah, a kind of devil worshipping. And he said I was a Freemason for a long time in the United States of America. Then I became interested in the Torah and reading the Old Testament, so I brought the Old Testament and started reading it. And he said, when I reached to the book of Habakkuk, which is at the very end of the Old Testament, and I started reading, I read a line that said that the Blessed One is coming from Paran. Wallahi Bilal told me that. Inshallah, I'm going to plan a time you're going to meet him in Ramadan. Inshallah. He's a very, very, very nice person. He said, I read that. The Blessed One came from Paran. So he decided to ask a preacher. He said, when a preacher came to my house, I and my wife, we started asking him, who is the Blessed One mentioned here? So he said, it's Moses. So Bilal said, I told him, it couldn't be Moses, because the book of Habakkuk is written after Moses died, like long, long time ago. So it could never be Moses by any way. We asked him, so who is he? Who is the one mentioned here? So he said, frankly, it's Muhammad. Bilal wallahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bilal wallahi, he said, I was astounded. I was astonished. I couldn't believe what I heard. And me and my wife, we said to him, I mean, Muhammad is a prophet? He said, yes, he's a prophet. So we asked him, so what are you doing in a church over there? What are you doing in a church? He said, we're just teaching people manners. Wallahi, you will listen to the story from Bilal himself, inshallah. So I asked Bilal, and what did you do after that? He said, we went directly to the Islamic Center in the United States of America, and we declared that Ashhadu an, we said Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and we became Muslim. Then Bilal, subhanAllah, decided that he's going to learn the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, the saying. So he traveled to Yemen to the school of Muqbil ibn Hadi al-Wadi'i, who is a very, very famous sheikh in hadith. And he said that I started studying there and learning original Arabic in order to understand the Holy Quran in its own language. SubhanAllah. He left the United States alone with his wife, moving to Yemen. And he stayed there somewhere, but when things got difficult there for Americans, he emigrated from Yemen to Egypt to continue his studies. SubhanAllah. Spending money just for the religion. SubhanAllah. And he's like a very, very, very nice person. He's a very nice person. So alhamdulillah, we are very happy that you became a Muslim. Wallahi, just for God. All those people are here, wallahi, just for God. Because they're happy for God, wallahi. Wallahi, they're happy that you became a Muslim and you became your brothers. They're very just happy for you. I mean, like, you may be astonished that I many of these nice faces, this is the first time for me to meet them, but this is the nice thing about Islam, that we are brothers. We haven't met each other, you know. I know Sheikh Khalid, I know Sheikh Waleed before, and this man is from my neighborhood, you know, like, we've known each other for a long time. But those three mates, you know, like, mashallah, it's the first time for me to see them. but they are my brothers. This is the nice thing about this religion. Like true Muslims, they are brothers to each other. Like no colors, no countries, no frontiers, no limit. And you will feel it wherever you go, inshallah. Wherever you go to any country, true Muslims are brothers. True Muslims, I'm not talking about Coca-Cola Muslims. We are Coca-Cola Muslims. Like, we're not talking about those, okay? We're talking about true Muslims who are following, you know, like the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, okay? Mm-hmm. Inshallah, the first thing inshallah you do, inshallah, when you go back home, just have a shower. Okay, something that is very spiritual, like just, you know, like everything is going to go out with water. Okay, alhamdulillah, wallahi. Well, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that al-islamu yajubbu ma qablahu, that now you have no sins. Since this, now you have no sins. No sins at all, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Like we, all of us have sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu ibn adam khatta, every man is a sinner. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّبِينَ, and the best of those sinners are those who repent to God, who go back to God. Okay? But now, alhamdulillah, you have no sins. Okay? You go back home, you just have a shower, then we're going to start, inshallah, me and Khalid, and all your brothers, okay? We're going to help each other to teach you how to pray. Okay? And subhanAllah, you became a Muslim before a blessed month, before a great month, just before, one day before Ramadan, eh? Okay, maybe one day, yes. Today is already Thursday. But tomorrow is Ramadan, right? It's just like that. Yes, tomorrow is Ramadan. So subhanAllah, very perfect timing. Inshallah, we're going to teach you the religion. And I'm not going that we promise you, but God promises you. Inshallah, God promises you peace of mind. Wallahi, I talked to Maxwell. You remember Yusuf. He was Maxwell before he became Yusuf. Wallahi. I was with Sheikh Waleed and we talked to Yusuf. We said, Yusuf, what changed it? I mean, I really wanted to know, because I was born a Muslim, in a Muslim family. So I wanted to know how it feels when you are not Muslim and you become a Muslim. What changes happen? So I asked Maxwell, who became Yusuf, I asked him, I mean, how do you feel these days? He said, subhanAllah, when I became a Muslim, I became happy. And even when I don't have money. So I'm not happy because I have money. I'm not happy because everything is done for me. But I just feel happiness. Which is the greatest thing. Wallahi, when Muslims don't pray, they don't feel okay. Even if they have, you know, everything that is on the face of earth. Money, wealth, fame, everything. They're not happy. And believe me, I met many people. Wallahi, I know a millionaire lady. Wallahi, she's a millionaire. She's living in Dubai. And she's Maoist. She's from New Zealand. And she's a pagan. I was telling you about her. And she kept telling me all the time, I'm lonely. I'm sad. I'm lonely. I'm sad. Why? The spiritual peace are not there. The peace of mind that you are given in Islam is something that you will know later. Now you became a Muslim, inshallah you will know, alhamdulillah, inshallah, you will know it, you will experience it. Okay? So, I think it's tea time. Let's drink something, yeah? If you want to ask any questions now, it is very important. Whatever questions you have in mind.
There's no question, really. Just seeing how to pray and
alhamdulillah. أنا كنت بتكلم مع ربنا بارك فيه مع يوسف الحمد لله. أنا كنت بتكلم مع يوسف فقلت له يعني أنت أخذت القرار إن أنت تبقى مسلم؟ فبيقول لي أنا بدأت بقى أبدأ أقرأ بقى تاني أشوف. ففوجئت إن المسيح عليه السلام يعني ما فيش مرة قال في الإنجيل إن هو إيه؟ إن هو الله، يعني لم يقل مرة في الكتاب المقدس أنه هو الله. ما أظن كنا بنتكلم مع بعض فأقول له يعني ما إحنا كان خالد الله يبارك فيه، الشيخ خالد كان حضر معنا مجموعة جلسات كثيرة مع جورج سابقا يعني. ف يعني كان أنا كنت حتى بقول جورج، بقول له كان خالد دائما يسألني I told you that خالد used to ask me in the car what do you think شيء what happened. What about George? I used to tell him that if God wants him to be guided, okay, so he will be, inshallah. Sheikh Khalid is asking about the reason behind you becoming a Muslim. He's interested in that.
My reason is I just wanted to wash people. Apart from the family I came from, my family, we have so much contact with God. But I never had any opportunity to listen to anything about Muslims. Because most Muslims in Nigeria, they're terrible.
Yeah.
So if I was there, I wouldn't. So maybe it's just God's willing that I came here.
Alhamdulillah.
I was able to get the message about Islam.
Alhamdulillah.
So after when you kept talking to us, I kept reading the Holy Quran and listening to most even the vocals about the Quran. So anytime I listen and I check the Bible and I contact so many sources.
Alhamdulillah.
So after that, I started comparing what my teachings of the past, since I had in the church, and I started comparing them, all of them. So I found out that what Jesus was teaching was just going straight forward to Islam. Even the prophets who were there before him,
SubhanAllah,
Moses.
Let me translate this part for the brothers. وبيقول يا جماعة بالنسبة لبداية الإسلام بيقول إن هو كان في نيجيريا. لو كان في نيجيريا ما كانش هيسلم ابدا يعني لان كان بعض المسلمين ما همش كويسين بالدرجه يعني. فهو بيقول سبحان الله يعني لعل القدر هو اللي جابني مصر واللي اتى بي الى مصر يعني عشان اعرف عن الايه؟ عن الاسلام وابدا اتعرف على الاسلام وبعدين بدانا بعد مجموعه جلسات ان احنا نبدا بقى نفكر بدات اعمل مقارنه بين الاسلام والنصرانيه فمن خلال المقارنات اللي عملتها وجدت ان تعاليم المسيح كلها ما بتخدش للكنيسه، تعاليم المسيح بتودي للاسلام على طول. يعني تعاليم المسيح في الانجيل لقيتها اخداني على الايه؟ على الاسلام على طول، يعني حاولت انحي كل تعاليم الكنيسه بعيد، واقرا الانجيل كده لوحده واشوف تعاليم المسيح رايحه فين لقيتها مودياني على الايه؟ على الاسلام. اوكي كنتيني جو.
And I think it's really useful because I have traveled the first time. Most of my friends, they traveled to Europe and even to other countries. And the first country I traveled to was Tanzania, and it was a Muslim country. Maybe that was my first opportunity to listen to Islam, but I never paid attention. So when God kept pushing me, so He brought me here in Egypt. So I had the opportunity to listen to get the message of Islam. So after all the preachings and everything, I started comparing and saying, anytime I'm praying in my home, I say, oh God, guide me. I just want to know the truth about everything, about worshiping. And I just started reflecting back with the way Jesus used to talk to us. I never seen in the Holy Bible where Jesus said, I am God. Even when I was a kid, I used to attend the preachings and everything, right from my childhood. I never heard the preacher say that Jesus came up one day. I never learned of a quotation that proves that Jesus said, I am God. You have to worship me. Even the prophets who were before him, they say, and even Jesus Christ, when he performed miracles, he performed it with his faith, first of all, does it with prayers. He first of all, name and pray to God. Before anything happened, he didn't just do anything. So I said, now I have to go. I have to follow what Jesus Christ, because I used to be a Christian. Christians follow the way of Jesus Christ. So Everything Jesus Christ was preaching was going towards Israel. And that is worship of God. And only God. And he never mentioned the Trinity. He never mentioned the Trinity. That's why, that's my reason for coming to Israel.
Alhamdulillah. Well, he said that Rabbina subhanahu wa ta'ala ظل يدفعني بالإسلام يعني الذي ليس في المرة الأولى أن أنا سفح يعني حصل أني سفرت إلى تنزانيا وتنزانيا بلد مسلم ولكن لم ألقي بالا للإسلام تماما وبعدين لما جيت هنا سبحان الله ربنا جابني مصر عشان أسمع عن الإسلام وأبدأ أعرف عن الإسلام فبدأت لما قرأت وتعلمت على الإسلام بدأت أن أنا أصلي لربنا سبحانه وتعالى في البيت وأقول يا رب اهديني يا رب اديني انا بس عايز اعرف اعبدك ازاي يا رب اديني مش عايز اعرف الا ان انا اعبدك ازاي بدات ان انا ابص على التعاليم بتاعه المسيح في الانجيل فما لقيتش ان هو مره وافتكر من وانا صغير في الكنيسه ان مفيش كوتيشن واحد مفيش عباره واحده المسيح قالها قال فيها انا الله اعبدوني مفيش عباره واحده خالص موجوده قال فيها انا الله ولا اعبدوني الله وما كانوا بيعلمونا ليه ان المسيح هو الله كانوا بيعلمونا ازاي ان المسيح هو الله فبدأت أشوف المسيح كان بيصلي إزاي كان بيعمل معجزات إزاي مفيش معجزة المسيح عملها من نفسه إلا ما كان بيدعي ربنا قبلها وكان بيصلي قبل ما يعملها كانش المعجزات تتعمل كده على طول فبيدعي ربنا قبلها فبدأت أبص كل تعاليم المسيح بتقودني لإيه للإسلام فقررت إن أنا أبقى مسلم كان ده السبب في إن أنا بقيت مسلم طيب so إن شاء الله you said that all the teachings of Jesus Christ led you directly to Islam, alhamdulillah. And he said also, قال برضو ان الانبياء قبل عيسى عليه السلام. He told me something about the prophets before Jesus, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How did you think about the prophets before Jesus?
Yeah, they were all worshiping one God. Even when Moses prayed, he prayed to one God. And when God talked to him, he only said, God didn't tell Moses that he has a son that they were three and they were supposed to be one. So it was only one God. Even when he created Adam, it was only God that was being talked of in the Bible. And all of a sudden, the New Testament became three.
بيقول إن الأنبياء قبل عيسى عليه السلام لما كان موسى عليه السلام يتكلم مع الله كان يكلم إله واحد وكان ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يخبره بأنه إله واحد ربنا سبحانه وتعالى ما قالش لموسى إن أنا عندي ابن وفي روح قدس وإحنا الثلاثة واحد طب الله طب الثلاثة بقوا واحد دول إمتى؟ يعني كان الكلام ده أيام سيدنا موسى عليه السلام فكان هكذا كانت العلاقة بين موسى عليه السلام وبين الله عز وجل ما أصلش ربنا سبحانه وتعالى قال لموسى إن إحنا ثلاثة والثلاثة دول واحد والكلام ده خالص طيب before coming to Egypt and becoming a Muslim Jewish I mean didn't you think about Trinity, like, did it confuse you, or you used just, you know, like, to swallow it, like, Trinity, whatever, I mean, so what kind of questions were you before becoming a Muslim, alhamdulillah?
Yeah, I used to be a Catholic.
No.
Say, God is three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that we believe in it by faith. So that was how I believed it.
But no reasoning.
And no reason.
It's just faith.
Just faith.
Okay. Bob Yulin, يعني الإيمان في الكاثوليكية كان يعني إيمان طبعا الإيمان في الإسلام إيمان ينبني على يعني على الإيمان النعم القلبي ولكن المتوافق مع العقل. يعني تجد كل شيء في الإسلام والحمد لله هذه نعمة من الله عز وجل لأن تؤمن بالشيء وتجد عقلك يقبله ولذلك احنا بنقول الإسلام دين الفطرة. دين الفطرة لأن كل ما يأتيك الأمر تجد هو الموافق للطبيعة الإيه؟ البشرية وللفطرة الإيه؟ الإنسانية فهو بيقول إن في الكاثوليكية عندنا الإيمان هم الأب والابن والروح القدس الثلاثة دول واحد طب إيه المبرر هو ده أنت تؤمن طب تؤمن برضو ما فيش أي مشكلة خالص طب أؤمن ليه طيب yeah. So nobody tried to explain Trinity because you are not the first person to say that to us that like some question you told me that it is just like this like they don't even understand what it is but they just say okay it is Trinity three in one in three like
they used to when when you ask questions like that, it used to refer to a story like the story of St. Augustine. When he was trying to understand the mystery of the Trinity, they said he was beside a river. He saw a kid trying to fetch water from the river and pour it into a hole. So he went to the kid and asked him, "What are you trying to do?" And the kid told him back that what he's trying to understand is just exactly what the kid is doing. He can't comprehend it. It's uncomprehendable.
يعني بيقول عندما كنا نسأل عن عقيدة التثليث في الكنيسة كان يتم الهروب منا بقصص معينة يعني يقولون بقصة مثلا أن عقيدة التثليث هذه ليست قابلة للفهم وأنا والله أخبرني نصراني تحدثنا سويا كنا نسير سويا وأخبرني قلت له يعني اشرح لي عقيدة التثليث قال لما يعني هذه عملية إيمانية طب اشرحها يقول لي لا صعب مش هتفهمها لان انت ما فيش ايمان قلت له طب الايمان هيجي ازاي كنت انا مش فاهم انا المفروض يعني المؤمن لازم يكون حمار من قال هذا يعني الله قال هذا المؤمن يجب ان يكون حمار اولا وبعدين فالامر عجيب يقول سبحان يقول انا ابي عقيده يعني واستخدم صح uncomprehendable يعني غير قابله للفهم المصطلح uncomprehendable يعني انت من المفروض ان تؤمن بما لا تفهم سبحان الله ان تؤمن بما لا تفهم يعني تبقى يعني هذا العبارة لو استخدمناها بالعامية تبقى بهلول أما تؤمن بما تفهم يعني إيه يعني تؤمن بما تفهم يعني خلاص بقى نؤمن بأي حال خلاص فاهم حاجة من الله الله بارك الله فيك يعني التثليث دي تيجي إزاي 3 3 in 1 1 in 3 very very very, very confusing طيب
مع الكلام
So we're talking about Sheikh Khalid is asking about your friend. We really, wallahi, we really love them in God. Wallahi, and we love you in God too. And love in Islam between brother, it's okay. Now we've got the Muslim tradition. Muslim hugs, no problem. No problem. Okay, it's no gay business here. Okay, but Muslims are brothers. You know, like we say the expression, we love you in God, this is, you know, the expression, نُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ Okay, these are our expressions. And I think you've never been hugged by so many men before. Lucky day, lucky it's your first time. Whatever, this is very nice. So inshallah, we hope really, wallahi, for them, not for anything on earth, that inshallah they become Muslims. We really wish goodness for them. Wallahi, no more. Sheikh Khalid is just, you know, like he's asking about them, he's very worried about them. And I know that he used to pray for them to become Muslims. Inshallah, alhamdulillah, we all did. And inshallah, you know. Yes, he asked you, did you talk to your friends that you are going to become a Muslim?
Yeah, I told them.
And how will be the reaction?
Well, before you come?
Yeah, before you came now or 2 weeks ago?
No, I told them like yesterday and the day before yesterday.
SubhanAllah, yesterday and the day بالأمس واليوم الأول امبارح أخبروا أصحاب اللي أخذ القرار ده بأمس So how did they react?
I said no problem, maybe
with
time we can come back and talk to them.
SubhanAllah, inshallah. Wallahi, Ramadan is coming, inshallah, and you know like I have hopes, inshallah, and that God is going, inshallah, to guide them in Ramadan. Inshallah, Ramadan, biiznillah, Rabbina yahdihum, ya Rabbi. Inshallah, biiznillah, Rabbina yahdihum. Inshallah, biiznillah, Wahid. Ya
Rabbi.
So, I mean, Khalid asking, how do you feel after, you know, like, pronouncing the Shahada? Clearing that. deep down in your heart, eh?
Well, I feel happy because like some weeks ago I was trying to be a Muslim, like worship God in full. And after saying it, I said, okay, no one, if you ask me what is your religion, I tell you I'm a Muslim. And I'm happy with you. Because it's a real worship of God.
Alhamdulillah. هو بيقول يعني أنا سعيد جدا لأن أنا كان نفسي من فترة إن أنا أعبد ربنا على أكمل وجه يعني الحمد لله وإن أنا
أبقى مسلم وكنت بسأل نفسي لو حد سألني أنت دينك إيه؟ كنت ببقى عايز أقول أنا مسلم، أنا حاسس إن هي دي عبادة ربنا بجد يعني، فالحمد لله أنا بقيت مسلم. الحمد لله الحمد لله. أوكي أي أسئلة يا جماعة لأخوكم يعني الأخ يوسف؟ يوسف and your last name is؟ And we shall all going to work together. And alhamdulillah, I'm very happy that you became Muslim before Ramadan. Because inshallah, inshallah, you are coming into a month in which rewards are doubled. Rewards are doubled. Like, if you pray and you are getting a reward for this prayer, it's going to be doubled in Ramadan. Just like that. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it's very great. We fast in Ramadan. How do Muslims fast? You know, like, in a quick, you know, like, I'll give you a snapshot. In Ramadan, we fast, we don't eat any food, we don't drink, but don't worry, not forever. Just have to be definitely dying. Okay, we don't watch you like. So, we start from the Fajr prayer. The Fajr prayer is like 4:30 a.m. till the sunset. We don't eat, we don't drink. After the sunset prayer, we start drinking and eating. But fasting is not only about, you know, leaving drinking and eating. Okay, it's about leaving sins also. So, for example, if you saw a woman on the street, a beautiful one, okay? So, what do you do in Islam? Like, what is the reaction? Like, if you saw a beautiful lady walk in the street, what will you do? I mean, of course, I mean, every day we see ladies on the street, we see women because it happens. Okay, you can just move like that, see a woman. Okay, but what you are supposed to do as a Muslim is that you turn your face. So it is not haram that your eyes set on a woman, because it happens. But what is haram is when your eyes are set on a woman, you go like, it's haram. Right? Is Jesus Christ said so? This is why it is Islam and the teachings of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are going side by side here. Like, remember Jesus Christ, he said in the Holy Bible that if your eye is going to throw you into hell, so just pluck it out. Yeah. And get into paradise one-eyed. It is better than being thrown into hell. Exactly. And Jesus Christ said, if you look at a woman with a lustful look, it is as if you committed adultery with her in your heart. And this is exactly what Prophet Muhammad said, that the eye commits adultery, the ear commits adultery, the hand commits adultery, and the leg commits adultery. How? I mean, you listen to something that God doesn't like, this is adultery, you commit an adultery with your ear. Right? And when you look at something that God's that God made it unlawful, it's adultery of the eye. And when your hand, you know, like, does wrong things to innocent people, this is adultery. And when your leg walk towards, you know, like, bad places, okay, so this is adultery of your life. So it is the same idea also in the teachings of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you try to keep your eyes away from women. Okay, like, you just your eyes set on them. Okay, just like that. Okay, so what if somebody came to you in Ramadan, this blessed month, and tried to fight with you? Okay. So what would you do? You say, I'm fasting. And I'm saim. Allahumma inni saim. I'm fasting. And you keep away from it. And you get your reward from God. You get your reward from God. Because God says, أصوم لي وأنا أجزي.
God is that the fasting is from me, and I'm going to give reward for it. Because when you fast, okay, nobody knows. Because you may go back home and eat something. So it's between you and God, exactly. Okay, so this is why the reward is great, because you're doing it for God. You can do whatever you want when you just, you know, like, shut the door. Right? Okay, so it is between you and God. Inshallah. Inshallah. I don't want to make it hard for you. I know that it is too late. And you know, I know that you're not a night owl. Okay, you're an early bird. You wake up early. So I don't want it to be very terrible for you today. But Alhamdulillah, you became, you know, like a Muslim, and you joined your brothers, and Alhamdulillah, now that you are on the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the good news is that the religion of Jesus Christ, the religion of Moses, you're not losing anybody, you're just winning everybody. Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam, and inshallah, we're going inshallah to meet you again in Ramadan. Inshallah, we're going to talk together and teach you how to pray and everything. And Sheikh Khalid Barakallahu he's a big help, inshallah. And you've got like many brothers, inshallah, to help you over. Alhamdulillah. So, you want to say something before we end it? This day is going, inshallah, wallahi. It is the best day in your life, wallahi al-azim. And you will fully realize that when you learn how to pray and how to fast and everything about Islam. But this is your best day. It's going to be better than your marriage day, inshallah. Okay, you want to get married?
Of course.
Inshallah, we're going to bring you a very good Muslim girl, inshallah, now. So, but one by one, inshallah. We're not going to, I think you can choose yourself. You don't need help in that.
Hello.
Or maybe, yes. Yes, did you tell anybody in your family that you're going to become a Muslim? Inshallah, one by one they will know, and one by one you can like communicate that to them. And who knows? Maybe God is going to make you like a messenger to them, like to teach them about that. Because of course you wish them good things. Okay, everybody. When we love someone, you know, we wish that he gets, you know, like the best. So inshallah, I'm not going to make him, you know, like very late, because it's already too late.
كلمة بعد إذنك شيخ يوجهها يعني الأصدقاء يعني في الموضوع.
So what would you say to your fellow like? Take care of your father with the camera. Like all your brothers and I mean like give advice.
So my brothers who are there, maybe watching me. My advice to you is that Islam is the religion of God and the religion of Jesus Christ and the prophets who were before Jesus Christ, because they go straight forward towards worshiping God. And maybe you might be confused and saying that Jesus Christ was God or something like that. But I refer you to go into your Bible and checking and looking for a perfect word where Jesus said, "I am God, and you have to worship me because I created the world," or anything, or stuff like that. But once you come into Islam, I think it's the right thing to do, because you worship God in full, and worship nothing else but God, not three in one God. Thank you.
الحمد لله. ترجمينا شيخنا بعد. هو بيقول يا جماعة بوجه كلمة لإخواني من النصارى بقولهم إن الإسلام هو ده الدين الصحيح، وهو ده دين عيسى عليه السلام، هو ده دين الأنبياء قبل عيسى عليه السلام. ولو أنتوا عايزين تعبدوا ربنا فيبقوا تعبدوا ربنا سبحانه وتعالى على هذا الدين. ولو كنتم متلخبطين إن الناس بتقول لكم إن المسيح هو الله، خلاص روح افتح الإنجيل، روح افتح الكتاب المقدس واقرأ. لو لقيت المسيح بيقول فيه إن أنا الله، خلاص ماشي. لو ما لقيتوش بيقول إن الله، تعرف إن الإسلام هو الدين الصح، وهو الدين المتوافق مع تعاليم المسيح عليه السلام. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبته إن شاء الله على الإيمان، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يلحق به إخوانه إن شاء الله، وأن يكون المسلمين بفضل الله، وأن يعز الله عز وجل الإسلام والمسلمين. الإسلام الدين الأسرع بفضل الله عز وجل نموا في العالم ولو كره الكافرون.
الله عز وجل سيحق الحق بكلماته إن شاء الله. الله عز وجل سيحق الحق بكلماته وسيقضي الله عز وجل الظالمين. ومهما حاربوا الإسلام فإن الله عز وجل غالب على أمره. أقول قولي هذا، استغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقني ويرزقكم العفو والعافية. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.